Close that back door, don't want no snake shit around me. Circle only getting smaller, built this thing from the ground. Who built this? Me, that's who. Who put all this shit together, bitch? Me, that's who. Who built this? Me, that's who. Who put all this shit together, bitch? Me, that's who.
A nice man in terms of, I can only speak about the interactions I had with him. He was a man who always had time for everyone. No kind of, nothing on his name, nothing at all. Like, if you ask anyone, you know them kind of people that people only have good things to say. Yes. And that's rare these days. Anyway, this man went to yard and somebody asked him to bring something back. A family member, and he tried to bring it back, and he got stopped at the airport over there. When he got stopped, he went straight to prison over there. Done about 2 years, but it was really meant to be real hell, real terrible. Now, that brother there, yeah, I seen him outside the studio probably a year, 2 years ago, and he was like, yo. It was horrific. That he's telling me like how bad it was and all this stuff. And he's like, I can't believe a man did me that. And people, unfortunately, we can't swear for anybody.
No.
We cannot. And especially somebody who is in, you know, who's in quote unquote poverty. Because they're going to make decisions that they probably wouldn't make if they weren't in poverty. So I always say prevention's better than cure. No one can ask me to bring nothing back. But now people have asked me, you know.
Yeah.
Last time when I was there, someone asked me, it was a box of patties. And I said, nah, bro, I can't do it. Yo, you know I wouldn't do it? Nah, I can't do it. Because I'm in control of my life.
Exactly.
I can't do it. Like, whoever that is, they're going to either have to come here or you're going to have to work it out. But nothing's coming with me.
Nothing.
Because what's the first question they ask you? When you get
did
to the airport.
Did you pack this suitcase yourself?
Thank you. That's the first thing to say. Before we look, did you pack this yourself? Now, what I'm saying is, it's really sad because someone's taking advantage of her, man.
Yeah, man.
Major. And obviously, some of them older women and that, they're not going to think some... They're going to see the good in people. They're going to see the good. They're not going to see nothing... Them big women and that, they're going to see the good in people. They're not seeing no, you know, person who's going to try and do them something dirty. But unfortunately, people, it doesn't matter who it is. It could be a family member. I'm not bringing nothing back for no one. Like these days, in what we're living in today, people are going to do dirty things, man.
Yes.
People are doing... Some of the stories I've heard, like, trust me, just protect yourself at all times and protect yourself at all costs. Even if it means that a friendship gets, you know, mash up by you saying no, it's better that than you going to prison. Trust me. Because if it's your friend, they'd understand. And to be honest, if it's somebody who's your friend like that, you don't even have to question it. You see what I mean? But at the same time, you can't trust people in today's world, man. There's people that are just gonna... I genuinely think there's some people out there that look at the good ones to mash up.
Oh, yeah. Come on. No.
Yeah, man.
Yes. Because as you said, we, you know, good people generally want to see the good in people. They understand and they can see the bad, but they say, look, I can see the good and the good outweighs the bad. That's and those wicked, those evil, let's not even say wicked, those evil people who want to harm and use other people say, yo, my man's a pushover, yo. Marcus and I have 12 patty. Mixed thing. Seen? Bring it, come.
Yeah, because remember, what they can do is get the patty, make the patty from scratch and put bags in it and then just cover the bag with meat and then cover the meat with pastry. Them things go on.
Listen. You know how high-tech these traffickers... I ain't gonna go too much detail, but listen. They can make the cocaña into a liquid format and then soak it into pages of books. Okay? They can do that with MDMA as well. They can do it with all of those kind of opioids. They have very sophisticated ways. They've shipped watermelons, and I don't know how they did it, but the Polizia cut them somethings open, and there was pounds and pounds of cocaine in the somethings with the flesh and the pink stuff still in there, seeds and everything. But the more you cut into it, then you see the package. You got statues they're doing. They got rugs. Yeah. They're secreting it into the suitcase, old school style, books, sweets, anything you can imagine. They're wrapping it up in their weaves and all that. It's to a point, Mark, where unfortunately, when Jamaicans go to the airport, depending on where they're going, they're looking at you like you're a runner.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I remember when I went, I remember when I went in 2015, I went twice that year, and they went crazy. They searched the whole of my bag, opened up the roof of the bag, everything. And I remember thinking, yo, like, but I know that, let's say you're going for 5 days, they will do that.
Yeah.
If you're traveling that far for 5 days, they will do that kind of stuff. But I'm not saying a man can't take the risk. You just, today's world, trust me, there's people that are willing to do all kind of things to mash you up. They won't care. Because that poor lady, now remember, someone's taking advantage, but imagine she's going to have to deal with the consequence of that.
Exactly.
That is just, and the person who did it, yeah, they're going to burn in hell. Imagine doing that to a big woman like, doesn't matter who it is, but imagine picking a big woman like that and doing that. That's terrible, man.
Wicked, man.
And she could have children, anything.
She has, and her son's pushing the line, saying, yo, listen, my mom's innocent. Big man is a big man. It's a big, listen, the woman's kind of like our mom's age, kind of something.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's filthy, man. That's filthy. Stories like that make my blood boil, because I know these things happen. But imagine just pointing at a big woman like and taking advantage like that. But that's how desperate a lot of these people are in today's world. That's how, and people will use the relationship and what you think of them and how you view them to get you as well. Like if it's someone you respect, they'll take advantage of you. Trust me, but that's why I say it's like, unfortunately, that's going to be a horrible lesson to learn, man. Horrible.
This episode is sponsored by Supreme of the UK. Click the link in the description and support the broadcast.
In the eyes of this law, you're a smug. That woman will do time.
Yeah, 100,000%.
Yeah, she will do time. And imagine her sitting down in a she's not built for that.
Of course she's not, man. She's a big woman, man. She's exactly. A big woman. She's not talking about a youngster or nothing like that. Yeah, someone in their 20s or something. I know a girl who got caught twice for doing this. Twice, sibling.
Wow.
And did, what? I think in total, the first was 8 years. I think she did like 5 or something like that. And then the second time, it was, I don't know what it was, but she's done, I think, almost double figures in a penitentiary. And I will say, she has turned out to be a very well-rounded young lady now.
People change, nobleman.
But look, you, as I always say, experience, experience, experience. Now, you are either going to allow that experience to say, do it again, which she did on 2 occasions. And that second time, she was like, allow it. It ain't worth it, boss. Because the thing about it is that the dough that... When she came back, she just had a whole heap of money. Get this, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, he won a lottery or something. And she starts to break it down, like, rah. I'm like, you want to be saving. You said you're spending like no one's business, man. You want to save some of that money. Bonnie out in like a month or something. Then's on to the next thing. It's see, and as you built earlier on in the podcast, the love of money, man. The love of money does give you access to so many different things, but it's about the end goal. Money is a means of exchange for you to get a product or service, ultimately an experience. It can't be the love of it. You have to not necessarily chase said money, but we need to make money. We need to earn money. to enable us to do what we need to do. We can't love it, man. We can't be like
in not these worship girls. It.
Worship it, exactly. Make it the idol. Like, there's some cultures who really worship money and are very materialistic, and that's not the way to be, man. Because ultimately, listen, Mark, we know when the Most High says your time is up, and you have that start date, that little dash, and that end date. All of that, all those little trinkets, where is that being taken? You're taking that in the afterlife if you have one, if you believe in such thing. We ain't taking none of these things with us, are we?
None of them. Not none one thing's going with you. I remember, Noble, yeah, going to, going Glastonbury. I'm getting personal now still. Statue of Limitation. Old times. I remember going Glastonbury and I caught a cab down there because I just come from yard and I had some little fake bother nut on me. Mm-hmm. Fake, not real. I'm in the back of the car, and feds stopped the car going in, and when they were stopping the car, the driver was saying, "Nah, don't worry, there's just a lot of people that come here they're just making sure that nothing like that's going on, because a lot of people come here to like sell things and sell bits and that." Yeah. And I'm like, damn, if they check me now and find this, they're going to say, "Oh, you were trying to skank people down there with that." And they're going to, I don't know, is it a charge, whatever. Anyway, they've stopped the whip. And this is what I always say. Hear this now. This is what I always say to brothers. See, when the feds stop you, yeah, loud the hype up thing. Loud all of that. Just be like, just comply. Because I remember, like, the fed kind of looked in, asked a couple of questions, and it was like, "These men ain't on nothing. See you later." Yeah. Whereas if I would have been like, "Yo, what are you stopping me for, fam? You're doing it." They're going to check the whip. This is why when I used to watch them shows, when the police shows, I used to be like, "What's this brother kicking off for?" Especially if you know you're not clean.
Exactly.
And then the police will be like, "Yeah, press that walkie-talkie thing and say, 'Rude boy, backup required.'" Rare, rare, rare. And I remember looking and saying, "Wow." And that's how guys get caught.
Yes.
See what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man.
It's a way, and let me put a capstone on this build, reference smuggling, trafficking, and people getting taken advantage of. We've got borders, we've got airport, we've got security and all this shit, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, the UK and America are the biggest purveyors of cocaine and shit and heroin. How is this stuff coming in?
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
So if this woman, and let's not forget ABCs, which is, you know, which I call ecstasy, yeah, ease, or Molly, which would be the MDMA, the pure version of it. All of these things are coming over on boats, they're coming over on planes, they're coming through on freights. But yet, Araza Williams, she gets caught. She's not even proactively trying to smuggle nothing in from what it appears to be, right? So the question is, how does this stuff come in? Is this all by luck? Are there some lucky traffickers and there's some slash smugglers and there's some unlucky ones? No. Do you know, and I think I've spoken of this before, maybe about just before the zombie apocalypse, Chase Morgan, you know who Chase Morgan is, yeah?
That's the bank.
The bank, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
They had a ship. what did they call it? Seized with the biggest shipment of cocaine ever recorded.
Just watch Snowfall, man. All them folks are involved. Hmm? Them things ain't coming. This is what I say. It's not. That ain't getting on the road by these little. It's getting in commercially.
This is
someone somewhere, because we've heard these bars a million times. We don't own no boats or planes.
No.
So how are these things? But this is what I'm saying. They've successfully made us the poster child of shutting. But we ain't the ones bringing that in. We ain't the ones really benefiting from that. No. A man selling a little, even if a man's making a rack a day, that's nothing in the grand scheme of things.
Come on.
I was watching this brother on Piers Morgan today, actually. Called Michael Francis or something. He used to be in the mob. And he said at the height, him alone of his hustle was bringing in $9 million a week. And that was from a petrol hustle. So I'm telling you that there's no real money being made. This is what I say. Because a lot of men have got their, what's their limit? A nice house, a nice car, frequent travel. What's your limit?
Yeah.
Because a lot of men are willing to do whatever to get them things. But when you really check it, my man was talking about yachts and private jets and this, that. You see what I mean? So in my head, I'm like, we ain't benefiting off none of this. None of it.
And then another part to it is, okay, so you've got an airport. Let's talk Montego, not Montego Bay Airport. So you've got all of these security officers, border patrol and all that, and, you know, immigration and this and that. And you have a multiple of people trying to bring drugs out of that thing. So let's say we got 10 people, all with drugs on them. How many of them people are going to go through? And how did they get through? Is it that they have arrangements with whoever within that building, that facility, who deals with the processes to say, look, we've got 10. How many are you letting us come through? I don't know. 8. They're not going to say to my, okay, well, 8 of them we're going to let you through. So just take the other, the other remainder. Make sure they don't go in there. So, No. It's all randomized. Like, yeah, you put as much. It's like going fishing. What you do is you bait the pool first. So you go before you start fishing. You just throw loads of bait in there. And you might do that the day beforehand. And then you actually go back to fish and put your line in there. Because the fish will know, oh, well, wait a minute, yesterday there was loads of stuff there. Oh, look, there's some more food. So you bait it with putting 10 people out there and only 8 are going through. The person who's said, yeah, man, here's your things, da-da-da. Give me your $3,000 when you land at the other side, blah, blah, blah. They don't know who's getting caught. But one thing is going to take place is packages are going to get shipped or flown, and somebody is going to get caught, and somebody's going to be in the paper, and they're going to say, we're doing our best to fight crime. We've just nabbed 10 kilos. You got them on the damn sky when they're trying to smuggle in this, and we're going to put you through the x-ray and all this business. This is just to show that they're trying to do something. They're trying to fight crime, guys. They're trying to say no to drugs. And the police are doing their best, and they're catching people. But they're not talking about the 25 other people who have come through. You know what I mean? Swallowed 58 pellets of cocaine. You know what I mean? Or got that thing in the suitcase and others go straight through and nothing.
Another thing. Certain countries have more stricter searches too.
Yes.
Because I've been in the queue going yard, and they've got the dog smelling people.